Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom which promotes and sustains the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living by cultivating the mind of a scientist. You are being able to extract the very best the 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Neural Redesign program and much, much more. With your host, physician, surgeon, microbiologist, preventative medicine, hygiene physician, and surgeon general, Dr. Jewel Pope.
Greetings, 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 and how are you? I'm so glad to be here again, and yes, it's really me. I'm not a robot. I'm not a replay. I'm really, really alive, and this is what we are doing. We are back again, live for you. So, again, what are we talking about? Neuro-redesign, Jewel's Neuro-redesign. And, of course, the show used to be known as Dr. Jewel's Brain Bouncing Program, but we are upgrading you, okay? The show is upgraded, and the new information that we want you to be very, very clear about is you are redesigning your brain with what? The original infinite scaffolding of all mass in the third dimension, known as what? Sacred geometry. Right. You know, we've been teaching you over the years, beyond 10 years, about the importance of geometry, geometry, geometry. The original name for geometry was shape power. However, people still kind of were falling off and falling asleep and whatever else, et cetera. But now you've got to pay attention. Everything is determined by its shape, power, known in the Western world as geometry. So I'm welcoming you back to the 21st century, offering you and discussing with you and enlightening you about this incredible scaffolding, the building block of all reality known as geometry, and how it does what? It redesigns the human brain, redesigns the human brain. I'm sitting here right now looking at this fabulous neuron, and it's got its extensions extended here with the main axon, and it looks like this incredible, fabulous umbrella, but it looks like a bunch of stars that are communicating and connected because that is how they have arranged themselves in your brain. Now, again, we're going to take our time. Every week I'm going to update you about neural redesign. As a matter of fact, full name, Jewel Neural Redesign. We talked about the fact is this is the technique that I used. I redesigned my brain to be able to support what? My entire nervous system, all the tissues in my body to redesign and regenerate themselves. Yes, I did. And I did that so long ago. And I spent over 10 years studying how was I able to do that? How was I able to do that? And that was because I used sacred geometry to redesign all the tissues in my body, my blood quality, as well as, obviously, first of all, the brain. Brain does what? It translates non-dimensional frequencies of information known as a thought into a three-dimensional substance known as a neuropeptide. That's what your brain does. And when the brain is integrated, the cells, the neurons of the brain are integrated in such a way and are communicating to produce a particular quality of chemistry as it analyzes and physicalizes your thoughts, it is released into your bloodstream, and therefore every cell in your body knows what you're thinking and acts accordingly based on its archive of information in every cell known as your DNA genome. Check that out. So that's what's happening. So with that, we talked about that last week. I want you to be able to upgrade your cells, upgrade your blood, upgrade your neural net to be able to redesign the brain based on your new thinking, which gives you a new quality of blood, and therefore your tissues are going to function in a whole new way. Right, so I'm going to talk to you again in detail about an interesting phenomenon that I think is really interesting, known as dreads. How about that? So I'll be right back after this message, and we're going to talk about that in more detail, because you're going to learn how to use sacred geometry, which is the purpose of this, for you to be able to create your own indigenous chemistry that creates dreads for your tissues to be able to create the activity and the structure that you want of your physical body. I'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STDs, Alzheimer's, COVID-19, and many others. These disorders are the result of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our body. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.jewish.education or visit us on Facebook.
Yes, I'm here. This is Dr. Jewel on the Jewel Neuro Redesign Show, Blog Talk Radio. So glad that you're here having you back with me. Now, let's talk about what's happening here with the Neuro Redesign. Now, you were with me last week. That was our first live show introducing to you the upgrade that we've given ourselves here at Blog Talk Radio, the NeuroRedesign.com website. Our purpose, why? To indicate that we've upgraded ourselves. To move forward. Okay.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the raw nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STDs, Alzheimer's, COVID-19, and many others. These disorders are the result of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our body. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.jewish.education or visit us on Facebook.
Hey, it is so exciting here. I'm going to have to continuously go back for a minute, about 2 weeks or so, so that you can be very clear about what's happening here. We are still adjusting to this huge full moon lunar eclipse that we just went through that does what? That basically brings to the subconscious many memories, emotional memories from your past that it's time for you to release and let go of. And so this is a major pan-human reset that has happened for us since the 15th of May. Yeah, and so therefore we see everything is shifting, readjusting, and we are here to help you to readjust for this new global reset known as neural redesign of the brain. It's amazing all the changes that we're going through, and you have been created to get through this adjustment period. Most of you still wondering why is everything shifting, nothing like it used to be, da 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 da. And that's because the global reset happens every 43,000 years, and it lasts, it's been going on for a while, about 10 years, a little plus, but we're in the last phases of its intensity. And as you see now, we're at the point where, you know, the children don't have manufactured formula. We've got starvation going on in many different areas of the world. The food chain itself is sick, okay? Air is sick. Things are on fire. Water is toxic. The food now, it's a question as to whether it's real or synthetic. And that's because of everything is going through a transformation. Lots of dis-ease on the planet in the human species. And now we're at a critical point where there's large numbers of humans on the planet that are losing their bodies. The old language that we used to use is that they're dying. But we know that you, as a living God, a living, infinite source of life force, can never die. Can you change your form? Yes, you can. Can you change your dimension? Of course, yes, you can. And that's what happens, that we have individuals who we love and have done wonderful things together in the third dimension instantly, immediately transform their energy fields out of the third dimension. That's what happened, and it's important that you start thinking that way. How did this individual, without letting me know, whatever else, just decide to transform itself out of the third dimension as I know it? And his or her cloaking, her physical three-dimensional manifestation is no longer active in my life. This is the new thinking. This is the new upgrade that you've got to move your consciousness to, so you can understand and take control of your avatar and begin to redesign it so that you can activate its immortal genes that are in every cell of the body, that it can lengthen itself, that is the lifespan of your body, considerably based on what you want to actualize in the third dimension. You're a multidimensional being, but little of our overall education here has become aware of that. And that's why this neural redesign is so important for you to participate in, so that you can begin to think in and present future awareness, which is going to do what? It's going to stimulate a redesigned brain to create redesigned designer neuropeptides. And those neuropeptides are going to do what? They're going to be released into the bloodstream, and the blood then taking those new neuroproteins to every cell in your body are going to activate your dormant genetic capabilities on the chromosomes so that these new qualities can be exhibited through your tissues. That's what the upgrade is about. How are you going to get your genes to begin to elicit? Allegedly you have. And the way you do that is you have to redesign the neurons of your brain. Why the neurons? Because they're the entity, the actual physical entity that takes high frequency vibrations carrying information, and they actually slow that energy down to allow it to become physicalized in the third dimension, and then that is released into the bloodstream from the brain neurons themselves and carried to every cell so that cell knows what they are doing. And what you were thinking and what you are being asked of your body to execute under your command. This is very, very important. Now, you may say, well, I don't know what she's talking about. This new neuron redesign, upgrading me. Oh, yeah. But again, this is not being projected on the main news, on the TVs and radios, et cetera. And it's okay. I'm here, and I'm informing you about it. I'm reading right now from the National Institute of Health Intramural Research Program. That's what I'm sharing with you right now. And that program is allowing me to share with you that we have something known as dreads. I'm laughing because dreads we think about, well, isn't that a hairstyle that people are used to wearing that is not associated with our typical hairstyle? You see people that have very coarse, curly hair, they wear locks, as we call them. Many people refer to those when the hair twists on itself in a geometric, consistent manner, that's called a lock, versus a dread. In some countries, they're known as dreads, like Jamaica. But I was amazed to recognize that this dread that they are describing is actually so important to be produced by what? By your brain. Isn't that amazing? I never thought about it. I'm like, we have dreads in our brain, and they come from two sources. Source number one, they come from your actual neuronal activity. And two, they can be stimulated by the introduction of drugs into the bloodstream, absorbed by the brain, and then stimulating the neurons to take on this particular function to produce something known as a lichen that connects one neuron to another in a specific way to allow the body to basically take care of, in this case, massive infection. So therefore, DREAD, check this out, DREADD stands for designer receptors exclusively activated by designer drugs. I'll say it again. DREADS, DREADDS, is an acronym for designer receptors exclusively activated by designer drugs. Now, you have to understand that I thought it was so interesting that these scientists were able to identify that these dreads occur because they see that effect occurring with the neurons based on the drugs that they've given research subjects. But now I'm here to tell them that this is what geometry does to the brain all the time, that these specific receptors occur when the brain is exposed to natural, innate, geometric constructs. Do you understand that? And that what happens? They get a chemical manufacturing, or should I say a chemical process made from the brain that is responding to translating what that geometry means to the brain, and that's released into your bloodstream. Very, very important. So what does this team here from the NIH, the National Institute of Health represent? They say here that we have a team of researchers and collaborators headed by the Biobehavioral Image and Molecular Neuropsychopharmacy Unit at the National Institute on Drug Abuse and Health, that basically is responsible for allowing us to create this DRED technique by creating what? New ligands. And these ligands literally are bonds, okay? Bonds that are made between neurons that increase their capacity to make their neuropeptides so that the concentration of the neuropeptides, which is a directive made into a chemical released into the bloodstream, so that the body then, being absorbed by every cell in the body, knows what it is being requested to perform by your thoughts, or in this case, when they apply these particular chemicals into your bloodstream, that these chemical genetic stimulants allow the body to perform certain activities. This is profound, and I think it's so interesting that, you know, not only are dreads a manifestation externally of the hair, but also they are special chemical connectors that allow the neurons of the brain to take on a different function and a different shape so that you can get a huge different level of performance out of your body. And these don't have to be stimulated or created by drugs. They are created by the activation of chemistry. So please, let us upgrade you using appropriate geometry. Observing it every day will allow you to upgrade your entire brain, which upgrades your entire bloodstream, upgrades the performance of your tissue. Now, how about that? And it's a simple process. So for more information, you can visit us at neuro-redesign.com, neuro-redesign.com. And because this is what? Mental Health Awareness Month, guess what? You can get out of the funk. You can get out of the depression. You can get out of the lack of motivation. You can get out of the anxiety streak that's been holding you back, and most of all, get rid of the fears. We have some people that have reported to me that their fears were so deeply repressed in their subconscious that they had to be awakened by this prolonged eclipse that finally brought these fears that they've had for decades into the conscious mind so they could do what? Get rid of them. Release them. And a lot of people after this eclipse are recognizing that they've been carrying a lot of unknown baggage emotionally from the past that now can be released. We're going to talk about that later on, about how that can be released, because not only with the observation of the language of the universe, known as geometry, stimulates the formation of a new shaped and functional brain, but also stimulates the chemistry that they call here dreads that then allow the tissues to take on new behavior. This is profound, and we're going to talk about this a little further. And we have a surprise for you to introduce you into really taking advantage of this mental health month. Don't cheat yourself. Don't rationalize why you think you should put it off. No, do it right now. I'll be back right after this message. Thank you.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the raw nutrition and stimulates the expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, if you're back, thank you for visiting with me. I really appreciate you coming. This is Dr. Jewel of the Neuro Redesign Program, talking to you about how you can rebuild your brain, redesign your brain, upgrade your brain with the observation of geometry, sacred geometry. And this is what I love about this. It's so amazing, is that you don't have to take a drug, and you don't have to have surgery. You don't have to have many of these other things that have been offered to you to get change in your body if you choose not to, because you are already born with the scaffolding that can change everything about how you look, how you walk, how you think, what you're able to do, if you would just acknowledge it in your life. Known as geometry. It's incredible. I'm so excited about that. And I've been so excited about it because I used it years ago to heal myself, that I'm bringing it to you. And it is so important, so awesome, that I've devoted my entire practice to this. We actually use this now as a major treatment modality for emotional body disorders. So we have now a wonderful, wonderful aspect of medicine called emotional body medicine, EBM. And we treat EBM primarily with what? Sacred geometry. So if you want to get rid of these fears, these anxieties, these hostilities, just outright anger, et cetera, depression, the natural way to do it is with the focused observation of geometry. And, of course, certain geometric forms and shapes do certain things for the body, for the emotional body, for the mental body. And we've been able to identify for the emotional body what shape naturally occurring in nature will cause your neurons to create new neurochemistry, what we call neuroproteins. With this article that I've just shared with you from the National Institute of Health, the National Institute of Drug Addiction, DREADS, DREADDS, designer receptors exclusively activated by designer drugs. Well, pay attention here, because I'm not asking you to take a drug. I'm asking you to begin to make your own drugs intentionally, because you are intentionally focusing on the universal language of Mother Nature, of nature in this third dimension, to stimulate new chemistry that will cause the brain to shape itself, reshape itself. We call it an upgrade. So we want you to be able to upgrade yourself so that you can basically experience what it's like to be able, just by looking at geometry, have different thoughts. It's amazing.
to have different perceptions of yourself and different capabilities to be able to have the life that you can image in your mind that you want to live. This is really a wonderful thing, and I want you to understand how important this is, because you can have the life that you are interested in living. So important. Yeah. So for those of you who didn't join me last week, I'll give you a little tip, taste of what we talked about last week with the launching of our Neural Redesign program. Now, with this Neural Redesign program, because you recognize here that we want to take you deeper into the science of what looking at geometry with intent and focus does to the human body. Well, one of the first things that it does is that it actually causes, as you said throughout the show, the neurons of the brain, those are the cells that basically are responsible for translating every thought you have into chemistry. This is so important, and I'm going to say this to you every week, over and over again. Every thought you think matters, yeah, becomes physical. Every thought you think actually becomes physical because of the brain. Every thought you think becomes physical because of the brain and its arrangement and shape and function. So we know everybody's brain doesn't function the same way. We know that everybody's brain doesn't have the same shape, but there has to be a standard shape every brain must make for the human to be able to have a standard level of functionality. Well, that hasn't really happened yet on planet Earth. It's becoming more conclusive and common for a larger number of humans to have a standard function of brain activity, but it's still very unstable and inconsistent with the population number of the human species. Well, we've got to increase the population of individuals who have a standard brain function and capable. And how are we going to standardize it? Not by everybody speaking the same language. That's not necessary. Not by everybody eating the same food. We can't get the same type of foods universally over, should I say, planetarily over our planet. But we can use geometry, which we do anyway and which is available to us all over the planet, that can bring about a harmony and a consistency in cellular function if we use it properly. So therefore, we have to upgrade ourselves consistently and with regularity relative to the planet Earth, and that's the use of geometry. So that's why we talk about the fact that we are upgrading you, upgrading your brain, because really you're doing the work. So we're upgrading your brain so that your brain now can make a consistent quality of what? Neuropeptides. And here at the at the National Institute of Drug Addiction, the National Institute of Health, there's specific chemicals that the brain can make by being stimulated with particular drugs known as DREADS, with two D's, DREADDS, and I'm declaring that this is what the observation of geometry normally does, the need of exogenous or extraneous drugs, because your brain can make any drug it's stimulated to do without the use of the actual drug. And we've discovered that by what? Shape and structure. We've got some medical magazines that do this on nothing but study how the shape of something determines its function, determines its chemistry. You didn't know that, did you? Yes. And that's why we talk about redesign, neuro-redesign, because when the neurons of the brain are reshaping, are repositioned, they produce different chemical compatibilities, and they have a different function in different areas of the brain that allows many, many genes to finally become active that have been dormant most of your life until now. These capabilities, this information stored in your genes and every cell of your body has remained dormant until now after you redesign your brain. Now, is that easy? Oh, yes, it is. Why? Because the side effects of redesigning your brain with the use of geometry doesn't have side effects that can be quite adverse when we use, again, exogenous, that means chemicals outside of the system to make the system have a different function. So we can have natural dreads, as we know, and the hairstyle, as well as artificial dreads that they are sewn on or braided on, and we know they get a different effect, what? On the rest of the body, how the scalp functions, how the sweat glands function, et cetera. When they are natural, the hair has now taken on that geometric configuration versus when the hair now has artificial structure added to it, what the effect is. How about that? But what is a dread again? I hear you thinking out there. Dread is a designer receptor exclusively activated by geometry, or if it has two D's at the end, D-R-E-A-D-D-S, this is designer receptors made by the brain with the use of designer drugs. So we can do one or the other. Here at the Jewel Neuro Redesign Show, we definitely recommend the use of geometry because the effect is, what, permanent, and the effect will continuously change as each group and layer of neurons begin to redesign themselves. So all of this happens in layers, and it's wonderful. You begin to look at our geometry, and the first level and layer of neurons begin to redesign themselves and reintegrate. We call that redesign phase one. Phase two is after observing sacred geometry for your specific time, and we measure you for that, as well as coming into completion of phase one, redesign. You then move into phase two with the addition of new architecture to allow you to rebuild, reshape the brain at a new level. And at each level, you get a different quality of functioning of the emotional body, of the mental body, of your overall intellect, and what you observe is how your external environment responds to you so differently. So one of the things I think about is, oh my goodness, how I used to be 10 years ago, how I used to be 20 years ago is real different than how I am now. And I am ecstatic over it because my response to what? The life that I've been creating was real different 20 years ago, 10 years ago, as it is now. Really different, and I'm excited about it because how I would like my life to flow around me as I'm thinking and as I'm enjoying this dimension, third dimension, and more, it has been a fabulous, almost indescribable experience of joy and comfort and astonishment at what my brain has allowed me to be able to manifest in this dimension. This is a reality for each and every one of us as human beings. But you have to understand that at the physical level here, relative to your body, guess what is God? Your brain. This is at the physical level, three-dimensional level. Your spirit soul is not three-dimensional. It's a much higher vibratory energy frequency that through the translation of that energy field created in a chemical process and production allows you to know that energy and the quality of that energy that's not dimensional and allows you to actually experience it in the third dimension. Now, this is a whole new breakdown of the science of what happens for you to think, for you to know, and for you to have sensations in this avatar that you call the human body. So we've gone beyond the nervous system now. We've gone beyond the bloodstream here, and now we're able to talk about your existence in higher vibrational energy fields, the emotional body, the spiritual body, all of which responds to what? Geometry. Let us upgrade you. Let yourself redesign your nervous system, neuro redesign. Think about that, and I'll be right back because we have a special offer for you. Be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STDs, Alzheimer's, COVID-19, and many others. These disorders are the result of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our body. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.jewish.education or visit us on Facebook.
Hi, and if you're still tuned into our show, pardon that dead space. Please forgive me, okay? I had my mute on. I was just talking to you from my heart, and we will pick up from here and let you know that if you just tuned into the show, you missed an awesome show. We talked about, guess what? Dreads. Yes, we did. And dreads are a major chemical component made by your brain or made by the ingestion of drugs administered by neurophysiologists to do what? Cause the neurons of your brain to make certain chemicals known as lichens to do what? To change the function of your tissues and therefore your body. Now, I say this over and over again to you, and I'm going to come to you and talk to you every week. That is by using, in our case here at the Dual Neuro Redesign Network, that you can totally change chemistry of your bloodstream, therefore change the functionality of your tissues by doing what? By upgrading the structure and function of your brain. Well, how do you do that? Well, you don't need neurosurgery or anything. You just need to use the master scaffolding of this dimension, which is known as geometry. Geometry is responsible for what you call your life in the third dimension. And therefore, that directly affects the brain, and the brain is doing what? The brain is translating what you see, what you hear, what feels to be vibrations, et cetera, kinesthetically, into what? Chemicals that allow the cells of the body to understand what you saw, what you were hearing, and the vibrations from what is coming to the body from the air, from the earth, from the heat, et cetera, and then allowing every cell in your body with its own library, its own archive, to adjust and work in unison and in harmony to allow you to have the experience that you call what? Your life. This is a cosmic neuronal phase, plasmic, biological pathway of how you're able to know that you're alive and that you are functioning. This is awesome. And again, the joke here that we've been talking about this is that we've discovered that not only dreads are a hairstyle or a type of presentation of what? The most superficial surface extension of the brain, which is your hair, it also represents a chemical produced by the neurons of your brain when stimulated with geometry to actually cause chemical, we call it lichen, that stimulates the brain to take on a different shape and a different function to produce new evolutionary chemistry, which allows areas of the brain, areas of the genes, the chromosomes, to be stimulated to get different reactions from your cells that you never thought and knew was possible. That's why we talk about upgrade. You can upgrade your entire brain, your entire neuronal library, chemical library, therefore your entire genetic library, to have new functionality of the entire body. So I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm telling you this, and I am breaking it down to you as simply as I can without getting into a lot of scientific language, what you are being introduced to in the movies, in the Avengers and in the X-Men, et cetera, that they all upgraded their brains. They basically redesigned their neural net, and therefore a new quality of blood basically was formed. Take the Hulk, for example. Okay, he definitely made real different dreads, okay, which stands for designer receptors exclusively activated by designer drugs. Now, in his case, obviously, he took an overdose. Exposure to high gamma radiation really took his tissues for a warping distortion that he never expected. It was called basically a scientific accident. But the point is that he made these new chemicals because of his exposure to an exceptional drug in the form of high doses of radiation that totally reprogrammed and activated a new level of productivity and performance from every cell in his body, which is why when you look at how he presented himself in his body, he was exposed to the stimulant that causes his brain to produce designer receptors exclusivated by the exposure to the radiation, known as a designer drug. Yes, it is. And now we get the Hulk. Well, no, we're not wanting to have that happen to you, but we want you to have definitely a control over the quality of change that you want to experience in your body by giving you the harmonious stimulant that will produce the change at your request to have a different bloodstream, a different level of functionality to be able to experience what you are thinking about. This is so, so, so important. So, oh my goodness, it's getting time now for my show to end, but I really want you to think about that. Today was a heavy show. I redesigned my brain, neural redesign, decades ago, which is why you're having this show today. And I'm just totally honored, ecstatic, and so comfortable in telling you about how your fabulous brain will change its function, will change your bloodstream, will activate new genetic information in every cell of your body, so you become more of the person that you literally were born to be. So you can become more of the person that you were born to be. You weren't born to be depressed. You weren't born to basically feel inadequate. You weren't born to basically be sad. Those sensations that your body is giving to you from your thinking is because your brain is asked to be reorganized, to be designed in a different way so that the neurochemistry made by the circuits of neurons in the brain can be harmonious. And that's what geometry, not special designer drugs, the drug is all around us. It's known as sacred geometry. And all you have to do is allow yourself to be exposed to it on a consistent, regular basis and to then feed the brain appropriately with the proper information as well as food physically, and watch and see the product that you're going to be able to experience. So again, okay, I get so excited about talking about this. How could I forget this? We have a wonderful, wonderful honor. We at the Dual Neuro Redesign have a wonderful honor and gift to give to you to make sure that you can experience what it's like to redesign your own brain by our special promo that we have. Three major programs. We'd like for you to go visit us at our website, neuroredesign.com, neuroredesign.com. Okay. neuro-redesign.com, neuro-redesign.com, and check out our special program, $300 discount, regardless of which program you select that you can now join to redesign your brain. Wonderful. I'm really excited about this. I've used this since 1985, many different aspects of how to use geometry to rebuild, to restructure, to change the function of human tissue. You can do this, and it works permanently. This is permanent. So, again, our joke for today in sharing with you how you can redesign your brain, reorganize your neurons, is there's a substance that the brain makes, a new name for neuroproteins, which is the substance that the neurons of the brain makes when it comes in contact with high-frequency information known as a thought. It turns it into what? A dread. Designer receptors exclusively activated by what? Designer thoughts. So in this case, the National Institute of Health uses the spelling DREADDS, which stands receptors exclusively activated by designer drugs. We are saying drop 1D and redesign your brain, stimulating them to make special receptors to be able to redesign your entire physical body, emotionally, physically, and obviously the brain mentally. So it's almost time for me to go. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be back with you. Pretty soon, I hear you, we're going to start allowing you to call in, asking you to call in. Please do, to ask me questions, but we've got to get this information out to you because this is the global reset. You've got to know that you've got to reset yourself. The fastest way to reset yourself is to change your brain. The fastest way the natural is to focus on the geometry that is responsible for creating.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast.
Thank you for calling.
Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by the JewelNetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule and additional information to purchase products, please visit our website, www.jewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you.
This broadcast is under full copyright.
This broadcast is under full copyright. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety nor any part of this broadcast can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.